Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 55 degrees.
A little bit higher than our average expected high for the day, but it should stay mostly cloudy and a chance of showers later on.
Well, after nearly 24 years, Fond du Lac authorities have identified a suspect in the murder of Barrett Beck. We get more from Robert Kennedy.
The 18-year-old driving a van the day she disappeared. Fond du Lac investigators now say they have evidence that shows a man was inside Beck's van and that they know who it was.
About the only thing they probably want to share at this time is that there is evidence showing that this individual was someplace he shouldn't have been.
That's Diane Beck, Barrett's mother.
For once, it feels different than everything before.
Cops say the suspect is a 60-year-old Kenosha trucker. A search warrant says investigators gathered evidence from the man, including photos of his hands, but he is not yet in custody. Robert Kennedy, WHBL News.
Wisconsin did not have any flood warnings as of midday, but forecasters were concerned about the heavy snowstorm in the far north late last week. Northwest and far northwest central Wisconsin had 12 to 17 inches in spots, and the National Weather Service says little, if any, snow is seeping into the ground because frost levels are still a foot below the surface in many areas. Also, the Weather Service says there's a heightened threat of floods in basins east of the Mississippi River. Forecasters say the rivers are rising towards their flood stages, but none are expected to exceed their banks, at least for now.
Boy, the slow melt this year has certainly helped that situation a lot. Police officers and medical personnel looked on today as Governor Scott Walker signed four bills aimed at fighting the growing abuse of heroin. Republican Walker went to Marinette, the hometown of Assembly Republican John Nygren. He proposed a half a dozen bills that got overwhelming approval from both houses. The bills will grant limited immunity to encourage witnesses to call 911 and report heroin overdoses, allow trained medical personnel to give out an antidote to overdose victims, provide grant money for diversion programs to help abusers. Nygren, whose daughter almost died from heroin abuse, says the bills are a good first start.
We realize that none of them are the silver bullet that's going to make all these problems go away, but I do believe, and I hear from the advocates on a regular basis, they believe they will make a difference.
State Senator Joe Lipom said today that he would support a special session to tweak the state's voter ID law. Lipom, one of the main sponsors of the measure on Sheboygan's Morning News, said the legislature has been keeping up with the cases.
The vast majority of the residents of this state believe that it's acceptable to have a person prove their identity before they vote under that identity.
The state photo ID law has been on hold for more than 2 years after judges in Dane County blocked it from being enforced. Governor Walker has said he may call lawmakers back this summer to handle the issue.
Well, gas prices in the area stayed stable for another week. The website Wisconsin Gas Prices report the price of a gallon of unleaded regular across Sheboygan County ranged from $3.57 to $3.61 a gallon. Now across Wisconsin, price for gas has stayed relatively stable over the past month. AAA's fuel gauge report for today has a statewide average of 362, just 2 cents higher than last week, 3 cents higher than last month. Now, whether or not prices remain at the level or change in the near future will all depend on supplies at refineries across the upper Midwest and world political issues that may influence the price of oil.
Well, some sad news from Hollywood as an icon passed away yesterday. Mickey Rooney, the 93-year-old actor and entertainer, passed away at his Los Angeles home. Rooney was married 8 times and once joked to the Los Angeles Times, "My marriage license reads, to whom it may concern." William Shatner called Rooney one of the greats, and comedian Jeff Dunham said he was a piece of irreplaceable Americana.
What's being called the most promising lead so far in the hunt for a missing Malaysian airliner? A ship has detected more signals it could be from the plane's black boxes. The two separate signals picked up in the southern Indian Ocean are both consistent with transmissions from a plane's flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder. Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 vanished almost a month ago.
More of us are eating yogurt, a trend that's about to create more jobs in southwest Wisconsin. Schreiber Foods of Green Bay is about to build a new distribution facility in Richland Center, where the company now has 2 yogurt plants that provide about 400 jobs. UW experts say yogurt is big business. The University Center for Dairy Research says 83% of American households buy yogurt.
A Waukesha County man has died after a car crushed him while he was working on the vehicle. Authorities said the victim was a 56-year-old man from the town of Lisbon. Sheriff's deputy said the man was working on the car at his home when it apparently fell on top of him. He was alone at the time. His wife found him late yesterday afternoon. Rescuers tried but failed to resuscitate him at the scene.
About 60 more employees are being laid off at Caterpillar's mining equipment factory in South Milwaukee. The Steelworkers Union says the layoffs will run for an unknown period of time, and for now, almost 50 employees could be moved into other parts of the plant. Caterpillar's mining equipment division is based in South Milwaukee. The company reduced its international workforce by about 1,300 people, 13,000 last year, including 400 at plants in South Milwaukee and the city of Milwaukee.
And about 24,000 Wisconsinites are going to lose their extended jobless benefits in December and would get them back under a bill that's up for a U.S. Senate vote this afternoon. Majority Democrats expect their chamber to restore the benefits of longer than 26 weeks. Supporters include Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
I thoroughly support extension of these benefits, in particular because of their very positive impact on local economies.
One reason is that payments would be retroactive to December 28th. Republicans say that'll cause massive delays. How about the forecast?
Mostly cloudy. Chance of showers today. High near 53. Scattered showers this evening. Then mostly cloudy. Low near 35. 50 tomorrow, but a repeat forecast of today.
All right. Currently, we're at 55 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now 12:06.